This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. American employers scaled back hiring last month as the pandemic got worse. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
For a fifth straight month, hiring was down, with employers adding just 245,000 jobs in November, the fewest since April.
It does appear that businesses perhaps have turned more cautious. We have seen rising caseloads, record caseloads of the coronavirus. We are starting to see some business closures and layoffs again.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group says the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. Good news in and of itself, but also a reflection that many people simply stopped looking for work and no longer count as unemployed. Fauché predicts even slower job growth and maybe losses before a coronavirus vaccine starts to help stabilize the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
This is a dire jobs report.
The president-elect says as coronavirus cases and deaths go up and restrictions are back in place, the economy is stalling and there's no time left to lose.
If Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits they rely on. Merry Christmas.
The president-elect is also worried about confidence in a vaccine once it's approved.
My taking the vaccine and people seeing me take that vaccine is going to give some confidence.
Biden also says he has seen no detailed plan by the Trump administration to distribute the vaccine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says the world is close to seeing the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, but that inequalities in distributing a vaccine and other therapeutics could have deep economic and social consequences. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO's director general, told the UN General Assembly Friday that the light at the end of the tunnel is growing steadily brighter. Ghebreyesus said in order to prevent further inequalities, all vaccines and therapeutics must be shared equitably as global public goods and not as private commodities.
This is a global crisis, and the solutions must be shared equitably as global public goods.
The WHO Director General stressed that funding for the ACT Accelerator, the global collaboration to develop COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines, faces a funding gap of more than $4 billion for the current year and an additional $23.9 billion in 2021. The Pentagon said Friday it is pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia on President Donald Trump's orders, continuing a post-election push by Trump to shrink U.S. involvement in counterterrorism missions abroad. There are currently 700 troops in the Horn of African nation, training and advising local forces in an extended fight against the extremist group Al-Shabaab, an affiliate of Al-Qaeda. Talks between the United Kingdom and the European Union have come to a halt as Britain approaches the end of its transition out of the EU, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The European Union's chief negotiator says he and his British counterpart have agreed to pause negotiations in order to brief their political leaders. Michel Barnier says the conditions for a trade deal have not been met and differences remain after a week of intense negotiations. Barnier says British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will discuss the state of the talks Saturday. The United Kingdom left the EU early this year but remains part of the bloc's economic embrace during an 11-month transition as the two sides try to negotiate a new free trade deal that would take effect January 1st. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday said Iran was desperately signaling its willingness to return to the negotiation table to get sanctions relief. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the previous Iran nuclear deal. President-elect Joe Biden, who is set to take office on January 20th, has said he will return the United States to the Obama-era deal if Iran resumes compliance with the agreement. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.